We've been talking about captaincy and the number of captains that you played under. Could you do perhaps a little bit of compare and contrast with the various captains, starting with Dick Smith?
Starting with Dick, yeah. Dick was like captain and coach, really, when I joined. Whereas at other times people were captain but had a coach alongside them, but Dick did the captaining and the coaching. He was very good. Mike Nichols, also slightly different. He was a very sort of motivational guy, whereas Dick was very sort of pragmatic about, you know, we would play moves and this and that and all the rest of it. And but Nick liked to concentrate on doing the basics right and all the rest of it. I can't remember too much really about what situations were with them. I know whoever was the coach and whoever was the captain, we had to play to their style of games, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I ever thought anybody was that much better or than others, really.
Mm-hmm. Though you were perhaps impressed by Keith Richardson? Given
yes,
that
I liked. I chose Keith because I liked Keith. Keith was a very knowledgeable guy, and eventually went on to do further coaching. Mm-hmm. And I liked his thoughts on the way rugby would be played. And he was very technical. Again, very good at telling everybody what he wanted and how he wanted things. And I think for me, that was one of the way. You know, being under him, you know, his captaincy to a great extent decided that he was the one I wanted as coach.
Yeah. And Mike Burton?
I don't remember Mike. Mike was obviously one who put his heart and soul into things.
Oh, yeah.
And was an international and all the rest of it. And he was good. And obviously very, very knowledgeable. You know, he'd played British Lions and England. And
yeah. And then Steve Mills. There was that tremendously successful season, wasn't there,
mm-hmm.
under Steve Mills that you played?
Yes.
I mean, it's the best season that Gloucester ever had, statistically at least. I mean,
yeah.
They only lost three games, mm-hmm. in all those games. And I wonder what your impressions were. Well, not just of Steve Mills' captaincy, perhaps, but of the spirit amongst the team as a whole, because Gloucester really must have been absolutely cock-a-hoop that season.
Mm-hmm.
They were carrying everything before them, really.
I think they were, and I think that was really, when I was captain, there was a transition of players. You know, the younger players were coming through. The John Gadds, the Mike Teagues, the Mike Longstaffs, Paul Tunstall and Steve Baker, and all these players were coming through, and I think it really gelled that season, and I was, you know, very pleased to see that these guys were really, you know, stepping up to the mark and mm-hmm. and playing some great rugby. And as you say, very successful period.
Yes, the final that season must have been a little bit of an anticlimax for everybody, I guess.
I think it was. I wasn't even in the team on the bench and all the rest of it. We went down to Twickenham, and it was a game, really. I think it, I can't remember what the score was. It was drawn 12-12 penalties.
No tries at all.
And yes, it was. It wasn't the best, but that's the way it goes, you know. Both teams wanted a win, mm-hmm. couldn't break down defences, and it ended up quite a dour game.
Yeah,
it really was a surprise, actually, because mostly it only had a very moderate season. And we were red-hot favourites for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, Paul Ford had to kick a penalty to save us in the end, didn't he, to make it 12-all?
Yeah.
It was that close, mm-hmm. to that close to losing it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Fine margins, really. I think we were due to go to play a competition in South Africa shortly after.
That's the next thing I was going to bring up, you're right.
Now, whether or not that was on their mind and all the rest of it, I don't know, but I think we were due that evening to fly out or something. My memory serves me right.
Yeah, that's right. It did cross my mind whether they, you know, how half a mind on that.
Mm-hmm.
But what was that tour like?
I think we were playing in a competition. It was this team from England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, I think Cardiff, Edinburgh, Wanderers, I think, Cork from Ireland. We got over there and I think we were playing a university team. And where was Pretoria University? Whatever. Anyhow, it was a university team and we got well beaten.
Stellenbosch, I think, wasn't it?
Was it Stellenbosch University?
I think it was, yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Stellenbosch University, and they surprised us. They were very fit, very athletic, and they beat us by quite a few points. So that wasn't a good start to that tour.
Yeah.
Well, it was more sort of competition. We weren't over there for that long, but
But it was your second tour in South Africa?
I'd been to South Africa
with the county, I think.
With the county before, and second tour. That's right. Yeah, with the county, we went to Rhodesia, played in South Africa, played in Johannesburg, Pretoria, and then went on to South West Africa, now Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
That was about 4 weeks out there, and I think you've probably heard a few tales of stuff from Fred Reed about the. About the tour.
Yes, so, that's right.
You know, going on little hunting trips and safaris and stuff. And I remember also we went out there on the social side of things. We used to get invited out to various places by our hosts. In Rhodesia, I think we got invited out, and some of the guys went to a fruit farm, I think it was, and the farmer said that whoever scored the first try in the game against Rhodesia would get a tray full of oranges. I didn't go to that event, but I played and I did score the first try. I was absolutely surprised this guy came to me with a tray load of oranges after. I didn't know what it was about, but And another thing that happened in that game was right at the end of it. I heard somebody shout my name, and then. I got a tap on the shoulder as we were walking off the pitch back to the changing rooms, and there was a guy that I went to college with up at Huddersfield, worked for John Lang Construction, but he worked in a different part of the country, and a guy called Di Davis. He was overworking in Rhodesia at the time, so it was quite unusual, quite surreal really, to be over there and have somebody that went to college with tap me on the shoulder. So had a few beers after, and that was that. Yeah, quite a surprise.
Other tours, lots of other tours, I guess, in a long
tours,
career.
Yeah. We went to America and to Canada. We went for about 3 weeks, I think. And,
it was a Midwestern tour.
It was a Midwest tour. Yeah,
yeah, that was 77.
Yeah, quite strange, really, because obviously the American rugby wasn't really like the sort of setups that we have over here in England, and it was very hot at the time. And one game was incredibly hot. We used to have to keep stop playing, and they would bring buckets of ice on, you know, for everybody to try and rehydrate and all the rest of it. But very good. It was a good standard of rugby, but yeah, quite primitive in their sort of club life, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Social events on that too.
The worst social events, probably too many to try and remember, really. There was a lot of visiting. We had to do things like go and meet business people and have lunches with them and all the rest of it. But after games, it was obviously very, very social. And in those days, of course, rugby, it was not professional. And there were probably... the life of a rugby player was play rugby and then go out and enjoy yourself and all the rest of it, and that was very much the way the Americans looked at things, barbecues and stuff after the games.
And I suppose, were there any players who couldn't go because of work? Because presumably you have to take your holiday dates
like that. Well, they were very well attended. I can't really think of anybody that didn't. They were quite, I mean, we took both first and second teams over, and obviously lots of committee men and all the rest of it. So it really was, a club tour, and everybody got to benefit. So anybody that wanted to go really actually went. But we were hosted by the players of the teams that we were playing, except for one time, I think, when we towards the end of the tour we stayed in the hotel. But yeah, they were very hospitable people and looked after us very well.
Mm-hmm.